Well, in this Sunday's gospel, we hear from the book of John where Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Well, it is Good Shepherd Sunday, and a very special Glory of the Mass has been put together for you to listen to every week. Terry Ross, host of the Glory of the Mass, brings forward beautiful sacred liturgy music, and he has another great episode ready for this beautiful Paschal Sunday, this fourth Sunday of Easter. Good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, as always.
Well, again, the celebration continues. We Catholics, well, we keep the Easter celebration going all the way to Pentecost. That's right. So it is the fourth Sunday of Easter, but it's also the very wonderful Good Shepherd Sunday. Of course, we also know that beautiful story of the Good Shepherd where the shepherd leaves the 99 to go after the one. And well, we are all that one that Christ goes after. So you have another wonderful episode to talk about. Kind of tell us a little bit about who we're going to be previewing this weekend show.
Well, I chose a mass ordinary, that is the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, by a French composer, although he's actually a composer of the Netherlands, named Pierre de la Rue, of the street. He's not as well known as the composers of the High Renaissance that we're all familiar with, Palestrina, Orlando di Lasso, William Byrd, Victoria, etc. But he was very famous and influential in his own lifetime, which is at the end of sort of the second half of the 15th century and the beginning of the 16th. He was in the Habsburg Burgundian Music Chapel with a lot of other wonderful musicians, and he was extremely influential. His music was circulated widely around Europe, and although he's not as well known today, he was very well known then. I've also got a piece that I chose because of its text by Heinrich Isaac called O Maria Mater Christi. And I chose that because in addition to being Good Shepherd Sunday, it's also Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Do not want to forget the mothers on this very special day also. Terry, you mentioned something there in a moment about this great schools of music. I think in our day and age, it would not be out of the ordinary, although maybe a very special thing, to be able to travel to other countries, especially if you were a specialized musician and go to the great schools of music. During this period of time, were these composers traveling great distance to well-known music schools of their time?
Yes, they were. They were, of course, doing it every day because you can't do it every day. But all of the good composers of the Renaissance were active in various places in Europe during their lifetimes. There's only a few that sort of stayed put in one place. Victoria comes to mind in Spain. He basically stayed where he was. But a lot of other people will go to a court or a rich person to be in their music chapel or take charge of their music chapel. And of course, a lot of people gravitated toward Rome as well, just because Rome is Rome. That's where the Pope is.
That's right. All roads lead to Rome. Isn't that what we are taught? Terry Ross is joining me today. Terry is the host of wonderful show, The Glory of the Mass. And so would you say then that schools in Rome or Spain were definitely hubs of great music, or like did every country maybe have a center where people from the countryside would come in to learn to play and then introduce it to the world?
In general, the cathedrals are the centers of this sort of stuff, not village churches, but major churches called cathedrals. And they would have choirs, music directors, all that kind of stuff in all of those cathedrals. And they would have boys who lived next to the cathedral as singers, and they would grow up being musicians. In fact, most of the great composers of the Renaissance started out as boy sopranos.
Oh, a lifetime of learning, obviously, to be able to become a great composer one day. Well, Terry, we talked about having a very special preview again today. We're going to be previewing the Agnus Dei. Now, you said that is part of the ordinary. So again, remind our listeners, the difference between the ordinary and the proper.
The ordinary is the part of the Mass that we often refer to as the Mass. In other words, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. Those all have a text which stays the same all during the year. The proper, though, there are individual pieces for different weeks of the year. And so the parts of the proper, which are called the introit, the gradual, the offertory, the alleluia, and the communion, those parts, their texts change from week to week. So they alternate with one another. You hear first the introit, then the Kyrie and the Gloria, then the gradual, then the alleluia. They sort of alternate throughout the Mass.
Oh, well, it is a wonderful song that we are going to preview right now. It is Good Shepherd Sunday, and here is the Agnus Dei. Of course, we understand it to be the Lamb of God. Remind our listeners again who this composer is.
Pierre de la Rue, a composer who lived in the last half of the 15th century and the beginning of the 16th.
Now, while I know the words of the Agnus Dei, definitely can pick those out there. Nowhere near that ability to sing. Such a beautiful song. And you're right. I you know, when you're talking about these composers coming to different, you know, countrysides into the hubs where the cathedrals are, well, boy, you go into any one of the cathedrals here in the U.S., even around the world, amazing choirs. Amazing
yes,
choirs
that's
are
right.
there. Terry Ross is host of The Glory of the Mass. He has another great episode for you, our listeners. May 8th, it is Mother's Day. It is the fourth Sunday of Easter. It is also Good Shepherd Sunday. That is a lot of music and a lot of feasts to cover throughout the show this week. But boy, I encourage our listeners to definitely check it all out. Well, Terry, I thank you again so much for your time today. And thank you for putting together such another great episode.
You're very welcome.
And again, that is Terry Ross. Now, the show is The Glory of the Mass. Would you believe this is episode 140? Well, if you've missed any one of those, definitely go to our webpage. You will be able to see all of Terry's past episodes and find this week's playlist. And you will find that under the programming menu, find The Glory of the Mass. Well, and you'll find his most recent episode. You can find it all at materdeiradio.com.